From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Think of it as an economic steeplechase. The Obama administration has cleared one major hurdle. The economic stimulus bill made it through Congress late last night, and the president is set to sign it early next week. Now, an even higher bar looms, salvaging the wreckage of the American banking system. There's new debris today, four more bank failures just announced by federal regulators. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner drew the outlines of a bank rescue plan earlier this week, but that sketch was widely panned as lacking detail. Today, he made his debut on the world stage, speaking at a meeting of the Group of Seven finance ministers in Rome.
I think it's important to the world economy as a whole that the major economies together move to put in place as forceful a package of fiscal actions as they can to help get recovery back.
We'll have more from the G7 in a moment. First, back to the White House, where, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, aides are crafting a grassroots sales pitch for the banking plan.
President Obama won't get a lot of time to celebrate passage of the economic stimulus bill, which has consumed much of his not quite 4 weeks in office. Speaking to a group of business leaders at the White House Friday, Mr. Obama said the stimulus was only the beginning of what he called a long and difficult process to turn the economy around.
To truly address this crisis, we will also need to address the crisis in our financial sector to get credit flowing again to families and businesses.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner made the same point to the Senate Banking Committee. While the stimulus bill may be helpful at creating jobs temporarily, Geithner said a lasting recovery will depend on restoring the flow of credit.
Without credit, economies cannot grow at their potential. And right now, critical parts of our financial system are damaged.
That damage is not as visible to the average voter, though, as a wave of pink slips, boarded up businesses, or foreclosed houses. So the Obama administration is trying to put a more human face on the credit crunch. The White House Office of Public Liaison has begun soliciting stories from people who are affected by the squeeze. An email distributed through community groups asked for volunteers who'd be willing to put out a statement or speak to the media about how fixing the credit problem would help their business make payroll, for example, or hire additional staff. The idea is to back up the point Secretary Geithner tried to make in his Senate testimony, that the government isn't spending hundreds of billions of dollars on the banking system simply because it likes bankers.
When our government provides support to banks, it is not for the benefit of banks. It is for the businesses and families who depend on banks, and it's for the benefit of the country.
It shouldn't be too hard for the administration to find compelling personal stories. Finance professor Campbell Harvey of Duke University recently surveyed chief financial officers around the country and found almost 9 out of 10 companies are passing up valuable opportunities because they simply can't get funding. Harvey says that's making it harder for the country to pull out of the recession.
We need to break the spiral somehow. And I don't think that the spiral can be broken without having a viable financial sector and credit being available to finance good projects. Those projects are not being financed right now.
And it's not just the banks tightening the credit taps. Before the crunch, non-bank lenders were a huge source of funds for car loans, student loans, and other forms of credit. Part of Secretary Geithner's plan is designed to get that cash flowing again with seed money from the Treasury and a big boost from the Federal Reserve. As for Geithner's plan, the administration is preparing to add some details. The president himself will outline a proposal to stem foreclosures on Wednesday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.